this place, you have to build somebody. You have to build a person sitting next to you. But I serve a God that's great. How great is our God? Somebody ought to shout hallelujah up in this house this morning. But we need to praise our Lord, for He is worthy.
Praising you. Lord, I ask now that you just blow your breath into me. Blow your breath of life. Give me strength to deliver this word. So come now, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. I get so excited when I have the opportunity to stand here. First, I give all honor to my God, my Lord and Savior. Then I acknowledge my pastor, First Lady, my church family, visitors, friends. It's good one more time to be in the house. If you would, for those that's able to stand, scripture I'm going to just take you briefly to John, first chapter, and we're going to just refer to several verses. First chapter, John, verse 35 through 37, and then we're going to skip to 40. And 4 through 42. In this passage of scripture, certainly don't have time to cover the whole thing, but this is where John the Baptist had been out preaching. And as you know, John the Baptist was a well-known preacher whose job was to point people to Jesus. You know he baptized many, but he told them that there's one coming that I am not even worthy to tie the sandals. But in this passage, after John had been preaching to some, the next day, verse 35 tells us that John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Now we're going to skip to verse 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, the Christ." And 42 said, "And he brought him to Jesus." You all may take your seats. I'm also going to refer to Matthew 28:19. And I think we all should be familiar with that one. That's the scripture where he said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." I like to use for a subject, and I'm going to be brief, time to go out and tell somebody. Isn't that what Minister Bird told us? Isn't that what he said? Amen. Y'all work with me on this thing, because I wrestled with an angel all night. Has anybody wrestled with an angel before, first of all? If you have, you know what I'm talking about. We were back and forth. I said this, and he said that. And we're going to talk about it just for a little while. My brothers and sisters, as a part of his good, pleasing, and perfect plan, I need you to know that God has given the church, his church, a tremendous responsibility to go out and make disciples in every nation. In Romans 12:3-8, it's interesting because Reverend Bernie picked that scripture. God has given each and every one of us a part to play. Isn't that what she read? It could be preaching, teaching, healing, serving, nurturing. Isn't that what she read in her scripture? Isn't that funny how God gave that to me as well? As a church, we need to stop sometime and take a look at the way we approach fulfilling the Great Commission. Are we truly doing a good enough job at engaging and reaching out to others? Are we just simply sitting back, leaving this part of God's plan to the preachers? The preachers can't save you. The preacher is just like John the Baptist. He's going to point you and I to Jesus. I say to you, my friends, it's time that we take a look at how we are doing things, and perhaps we should consider another plan of action. We can no longer sit and do nothing. You see, if God's been good to you, as you say he has, then you ought not hesitate to go out and tell somebody. You see, if God has blessed you like you claim he has, there should not be a problem in you going out and telling somebody. If this message sounds a little bit different this morning, I'm going to give it to you the way he gave it to me. Y'all bear with me. I'm still getting that shortness of breath. But I told you, I'm going to praise him with every breath that I have. So if this is my last one, y'all can tell somebody that he died praising God. Amen. Y'all work with me this morning. You know, we've had some mighty good preaching and some mighty good teaching in this little house of Zion. But sometimes when I look around on Sunday morning, y'all work with me now. Sometimes when I look around at Sunday morning's Bible school, sometimes on Wednesday at Bible study, I see the same faithful few. Y'all work with me on this thing this morning. So I've been asking God, what do we need to do to fill up every seat in this little house of Zion? Now y'all heard what Minister Bird said. Well, I'm going to tell you what he told me. He said, you keep asking me what I'm going to do, and I keep waiting on you to do what I ask you to do. He said, when is the last time that you invited somebody to come to this house? I said, well, Father, you know we worship in a school and it sits back and people don't know we're there. He said, that is why you have to go out, take some of that good teaching, take some of that good preaching, and you go out and what you say, Minister Bird, tell somebody. You can't take this word on a Sunday morning and go home. You can't take this teaching and then after you leave out the door, do nothing with it. Isn't that what Minister Bird told y'all? Well, guess what? This is what he told me too. He said, I have commanded you. I did not ask. I told you that all power is in my hand, and I'm going to pass it on because I need you and you and you to go out to all nations and make disciples. So take all of this good preaching, take all of this good teaching, and you take it and go out and tell somebody else. Well, God led me to the scripture that I read. And when he led me to the scripture, he pointed out Andrew. Oh, Andrew heard the word. John said, the Lord is passing by. There goes the Son of God, the Lamb of God. Oh, Andrew couldn't wait. He said, let me go tell my brother. Let me go get him. And we're going to follow Jesus. So what has to happen, church, this morning? We need to develop the Andrew spirit. You see, comes with the Andrew spirit is a five-step program. Y'all bear with me on this thing. Every member of Restoration Fellowship Center needs to work this plan. And you say, what is this plan? I'm glad you asked. Every member from this point on is going to be asked to develop a covenant with God. And in that covenant, you're to pick three or more people that you're going to place on your prayer list. Y'all with me so far? You are to reach out to these people so you can tell them about the goodness of God. I said five steps, did I not? Step one. Look around. That's the first thing. You see, in Matthew 9:37, it tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. In John 4:35, it tells us that the fields are ripe for harvest. And Luke 10:3 tells us to go, that he's going to send us out like lambs among wolves. So we have our earth, and we have the territory. The mission field is right around us. The people on our list are people that we see and communicate with every day. Perhaps family members, like Andrew, he went and looked for whom? His brother, family, friends, co-workers, classmates. I do a lot of my ministry at my job, because I've identified a couple of fellows that said they don't go to church. They said that we didn't grow up understanding this religious thing, they call it. So God has placed them in my presence. So I have a ministry every day. And the first thing I do is I pray for them. So that's step two. Step two, look up. Matthew 21:22 says to us, if you believe, you will receive whatever you pray for. So without a doubt, prayer changes people. Place them on your list, and every day, dedicate some time to pray for them. Ask God to give you opportunities to share his love with them. Step three, look out. Acts 2:46 tells us that every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They brought bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. So what we need to do is look out for ways to earn their confidence. The people. We need to cultivate a relationship. Let them really get close to us so that they can see the Jesus in us. Keep in mind, you gotta have Jesus in you. You see, that's part of the problem today. The people that are pretending to be ministering to others, they're just as bad off as the people that are ministering to. So they don't see any Jesus in them, so there's no need for them to go to that church where you say you go to. Amen. And then, step four. Well, before we leave that, how do you cultivate a relationship? Sometimes you can take people and just invite them out to dinner, to sit down and fellowship with you. Sometimes, Vanetta, you can have a Christian-based movie and you invite them over to sit and watch that movie, and then you dialogue about it. Amen. You see, you're building bridges. You're building bridges, and that's a process that can truly open a lot of doors. Step four, look forward. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light,
we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus purifies us from all our sins. So fellowship is very important. We need to look forward to inviting them to come out to this little house of Zion. And again, when was the last time that you invited somebody to come to church with you? Just think about it. I don't need nobody to get on no guilt trip. I got on one myself. I sat and I had to think. It's been a minute. But we should not stop doing that. There should not be a Sabbath that goes by that you don't invite somebody. Amen. Have them come out, and I always tell people, come go with me. Let's have a good time in the Lord. Then you got to be excited about that thing. You see, because through your excitement, people tend to get excited. And if nothing more, Sean, they're going to get curious. What in the world turns them on like that? I need some of that. What must I do? Is that right, Old Carter? What must I do? They'll begin to ask. To have an attitude like that. Then step five. And I'm almost there. Look after. 1 Corinthians 3:2 says, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. So you have to take that into account when you are nurturing and ministering to folk. Determine where they are the best you can, because you're going to have a lot of patience sometimes. You see, those who will respond to you, they need your encouragement. We need to stick with them closer than we stick with a brother or sister. We need to check on them, call them, go by, break bread with them. If necessary, take your car and go pick them up. Amen. Bring them. Those that may not respond right away, you just continue to reach out to them and pray for them. You know, as Christians, church, God has chosen you. He has chosen me. We are his people, and he's given us the charge to go out and lead others to him. It's certainly not an easy task. Some of us find it a little bit difficult to share our faith and to share our Christian experiences with others. Some of us get right nervous. But if you are nervous, you just have to have the courage to just do it. I get a little nervous sometimes when I approach strangers. You don't know how they're going to come back at you. But you know, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's doing what's right. Even when you're feeling uncomfortable about it, you just do it anyhow. Realize that this process can be slow, tedious, painful, time-consuming, disappointing, and it'll probably go unnoticed. So if you are doing it for the benefit of people, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Amen. But I guarantee you, the end result will always be glorifying. Amen. You got to realize that even though we continue to plant seeds, we need to continue to nurture those seeds and not expect for a crop to grow overnight. I know it's been 6 years now, and I know, I don't know about you, but I know I've been praying, Lord, fill up this place. But I kind of agree with Minister Byrd. I see something over the horizon. I believe that the best is yet to come. And I believe it depends on you and I in order to make that happen. I believe the quicker we realize that our occasional presence at church, when we realize that our hit and miss attendance, I believe when we realize that we just need to take the time to come to Bible study once in a while, when we realize these things, I believe that God is going to open the doors, and I believe we're going to have a flood of folk to come into this house. So let us place all our efforts in this direction. I'm going to make copies of this plan. If Pastor don't mind, I will have them here. And we need to look at these steps, because these steps is what God has given me to share with you. And these steps will lead us to doing what God has commanded of us to do. And once we do that, y'all hear what I'm telling you? We're gonna just release a whole lot of blessings that he is just holding. Once we do what he tells us to do, then he'll do what we ask of him. I've gotta stop this morning. Y'all continue to pray for me. I will certainly continue to pray for each and every one of you. If you're in agreement with me this morning, please stand all over the church if you're able. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you for the word, O Heavenly Father, that you have given me. Lord, you said that the word was for me this morning as well. And from this point on, O Heavenly Father, he says that you need to do what I've asked of you, and then I'll release the blessings that you are asking of me. Build this place, or this won't be room enough. And Lord, not only fill this place, but to be able to send us out two by two, to go out to this dying world, O Heavenly Father, and let everybody know just how good you are. Spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So if the Lord has blessed you and been good to you, say with me right now, I'm going out, and I'm going to tell everybody about the goodness of God. You may take your seats. Praise the Lord, church. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Church say amen again.